Hello, wonderful parent. I see you. I see you watching your 4 or 5-year-old at the dinner table, and maybe you are feeling a little worried. Maybe they are eating with their hands when you have given them a fork. Maybe they are wiggling in their chair, or making a mess, or not sitting quite the way you hoped they would. And you might be wondering if something is wrong, or if you are doing something wrong. Let me tell you something important. You are doing beautifully, and your child is exactly where they should be. What you are seeing is not a problem to fix. It is development unfolding, right there at your family table. Let me explain what is really happening. Between the ages of 2 and 5, children experience something remarkable. Their growth rate slows down significantly. During their first year of life, babies gain about 7 kilograms and grow 21 centimeters. But between ages 2 and 5, they gain only 1 to 2 kilograms per year. This is completely normal and healthy. And here is what this means for mealtimes. When growth slows, appetite naturally decreases. Your child is not being difficult. Their body simply does not need as much food as it did when they were growing faster. The Canadian Pediatric Society tells us something crucial. Parents should only expect table manners that are appropriate to their child's age and developmental stage. 4- and 5-year-olds are still developing the fine motor skills needed to use utensils smoothly. They are still learning impulse control. They are still building the social awareness that helps them understand why we sit a certain way or use napkins. These skills take time to develop, and that is perfectly normal. Research shows us something else that is really important. When parents pressure children about food or manners, when we coerce or bribe or punish, it actually reduces cooperation rather than increasing it. Dr. Alexander Leung and his colleagues at the Canadian Pediatric Society found that strategies like threats, scolding, or pleading will reduce rather than increase the behaviors we hope to see. But here is what does work. Creating a warm, patient mealtime atmosphere. The research is clear. When parents approach meals with guidance and tolerance rather than rigid expectations, children develop better eating habits and better social skills over time. Meals should be pleasant family times, not battlegrounds. Your child is learning so many things at once right now. They are learning to feed themselves. They are learning to sit with others. They are learning to participate in family conversation. They are learning to manage their energy and attention. All of this is happening simultaneously, and it is a lot for a young brain to coordinate. The American Academy of Pediatrics reminds us that during the preschool years, children should be eating the same foods as the family. But we need realistic expectations about how neatly they can manage this. Messy eating is not defiance, it is development. Using hands sometimes is not bad behavior. It is a child still mastering complex motor skills. And you know what helps children learn these skills? Modeling. When they see you using your fork with ease, when they watch you place your napkin in your lap, when they observe you sitting calmly at the table, they are learning. Not through lectures or corrections, but through gentle observation over time. Jennifer Anderson, a registered dietitian who specializes in pediatric feeding, tells us that modeling good manners is far more effective than lecturing. Table manners develop gradually through consistent, patient guidance, not through strict enforcement. So what can you do? First, take a deep breath and release any worry that something is wrong. Your child is developing exactly as they should. Second, make mealtimes about connection, not perfection. This is a time for your family to be together, to share food and conversation and presence. Third, offer gentle reminders when needed, but do not make manners the focus of every meal. A simple calm, let us try using our fork is enough. And fourth, celebrate the small victories. When your child does use their utensils, when they do sit for a few minutes, when they do participate in family conversation, notice it with warmth. There is a beautiful story in the Book of Inara called The Listening Heart Center. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover that when they listen quietly and work together with others, something magical happens. They learn that cooperation and patience create the most wonderful outcomes. This story reminds us that mealtimes are not about perfect behavior. They are about being together as a family, learning to cooperate, and creating warm memories. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how mealtimes are a time when your family works together, just like the characters in the story help their community. You might remind them that everyone at the table is learning and growing, including you. Remember, wonderful parent, You are not raising a robot who performs perfectly. You are raising a human child who is learning, growing, and developing at exactly the right pace. The mess, the wiggling, the occasional hand eating, these are all signs of a healthy, normal 4 or 5-year-old. Your patience and warmth during these years are teaching your child something far more important than perfect table manners. You are teaching them that they are loved, that learning takes time, and that family meals are safe, warm places to be exactly who they are. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on. With love and starlight, Inara.